Sean Springs, scheduled to join us here. When we get connected with him, we will get him on, get his thoughts here through three games on the team, on what's wrong with the defense, on Jaden Daniels, and a lot more. Denton, if you haven't connected with him yet, I did want to play that Aaron Rodgers piece from yesterday on the Pat McAfee show. Aaron Rodgers clearly had watched Monday Night Football, had thoughts on Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin. Here's what he said.
I had a good conversation with Alex Van Pelt, who's the coordinator, about Drake, and they're all excited about him in the future. Selfishly, I'd love for him to be able to sit. I love Jacoby. I've known Jacoby forever. I think he's a really good quarterback. And, it wasn't a great performance for their offense the other night, but our defense is pretty damn stout. But young quarterbacks, the rarity is the kid last night, unbelievable performance. I mean, Daniels played incredibly well. We got to see him in training camp, again, joint practice with him. And I was impressed by the way he threw the ball. I actually did watch a decent amount of film on him because we were looking at both their stud receivers. The kid in who played last night for Jacksonville, I believe, Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
And then obviously, Neighbors. We thought there'd be a chance to pick either of those two guys. So in the process of watching those guys, you got to see Daniels play, and he was very impressive. What I loved about him is that he played from the pocket on time. And when you can do that, you can stick around the league for a long time, because he also has that extra skill set that we saw last night, that he can run. I mean, he can really, really run. And he is fast and athletic and elusive. But the key to sticking around the league is playing from the pocket. And I think that's, again, to highlight another guy I played last night, my good buddy Josh, who's playing at MVP level. And I told him, I told him every year he comes to my flag football event, he's going to win MVP in this league. I mean, he's that talented. He's an incredible player.
So, by the way, I'm sure you picked up on it, but he was initially talking about Drake May, who did play the other night at the end of the game on Thursday Night Football when the Patriots were getting blown out against Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. But you heard what he said, that what was impressive to him is playing from the pocket, because ultimately you have to be able to do that. There is, a way that a dual threat quarterback like a Lamar Jackson can front run their way to a title. I do believe that. It hasn't happened yet because the best example of this era of football of a true dual threat and a monster dual threat in Lamar Jackson, he hasn't been able to do it in the postseason when he's been asked to, from behind, play primarily from the pocket as a thrower. But I can envision Baltimore as a one seed again, maybe not this year, maybe it's next year, and they get a matchup in the first round, divisional round, they did last year. They took the lead early, they jumped out, and they, never were threatened by Houston. And you never know. Like in the Kansas City situation, unfortunately, they got behind, but it can happen. You can front run your way to a title. You can be dominant and never trail, and you're running through them as a running quarterback, as a true dual threat, but not necessarily from a behind, have to throw it from the pocket on 3rd and 10 to move the chains. So I don't think that – I think quarterbacks who can throw from the pocket, I've heard Aaron Rodgers say it, I've heard others say it. You take a guy like Kirk, who is not an extend the play kind of a guy most of the time. He extends in the pocket sometimes, like Brady did, like Manning did. I'm not comparing him to them. But you'll hear them talk about, running's great, but ultimately to win or to really give your team the best chance to win, you're going to have to make throws, reading defenses from the pocket on 3rd down and, 6, 3rd down and 8. I understand that, but I don't buy it completely, because I could definitely see a year in which Baltimore never has to come from behind in the postseason. It hasn't happened yet, but it could happen. By the way, that's right now the game of the week, right? The Sunday night game. Baltimore and Buffalo. In Baltimore, by the way. Is there a better game than that one this weekend? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. I think that's the big one.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers also took a moment to compliment Terry McLaurin. Here's what he said.
Why Daniels played so good last night. It wasn't like he was, everything was off schedule. You know,
he took
making plays
touchdown
from
to
the
Terry. Touchdown to Terry, last one. I mean, he's...
Yeah, that was awesome. And he knew there was pressure and he knew he had to get it up, and he had a beautiful stop and go on the outside. You know, they're in a zero coverage here. He knows there's one extra guy. Mm. He knows where he's going with the ball. He throws an absolute dime. It's really hard. You got a guy barreling down. You got to put enough air on Terry on that ball so he can stutter go. And then you got to expect where he's going to be when he transitions out of this. I mean, he's throwing the ball as Terry is stuttering. It's an incredible play. You got to give credit not just to Jaden, but Cliff Kingsbury, I thought, called a great game. Dan Quinn, you know, anybody who's been around Dan loves him. He's created a really good culture there. And then, you know, the stuff that I heard from Terry, when they're talking about Terry on the field, because he came in, I believe he had 8 catches for 39 yards. They read us in the first 2 games. Terry McLaurin's had 1,000 yards, but I saw on the thing last night, like 10 different quarterbacks have thrown the ball before Jaden. But his humility in that moment, that's what you need from your star players. You need your best players to be your best people. And I give Terry a lot of credit. Obviously, him to have a couple big plays was awesome last night. I think he had 4 for 100 or something like that, which is, you know, great for him. But I have a ton of respect for Terry, and even more after just kind of hearing the commentary last night about how he's kind of gone about it and knows it's going to, you know, I'm going to get it in time. I know I'm going to get mine. But just the patience that we don't see a lot in this league from star players if it's not starting out right. And I would say to those star players, too, it's a long season. It's 17 weeks. You know, you never know when you get hot, get on a roll, hit a stretch of games where you place a certain type of defense and you get more one-on-ones and you get opportunities. I was really impressed by the quarterback play from the two winning quarterbacks last night.
That is such a great compliment, and Aaron Rodgers isn't the first to give that compliment, but it coming from Aaron Rodgers, he understands what that position is, wide receiver in particular, and you know, when he says you have to have that kind of humility, your best players also have to be your best people, what a compliment that is. I mean, if you are a friend or a family member or a father or mother of a Terry McLaurin type and you hear that, that is high praise. You know, at the end of the day, these careers are short and they're going to live a lot of life afterwards. And I think we've seen that from our vantage point here since he came into the league in 2019. He has humility. He has self-awareness. He is one of the team's better players, and he is one of the team's best people. And you could have had a wide receiver in those first 2 games catching, you know, what was it, 8 balls for 39 yards and really being disgruntled. Not Terry. You know, we've had so many conversations about Terry, and I feel like we've exhausted all of them. We'll probably have more of them, I'm sure, down the road and certainly in the offseason. And certainly if Washington's in contention at the trade deadline, and somebody like Devontae Adams or Deontay Johnson becomes available, I'm waiting for that conversation. But no one, even in our discussions of Terry, I think he's a good receiver, really good receiver. I personally don't think he's among the elite receivers like many of our fans do, or maybe they don't as much anymore, but did. But man, has he been a first-rate human being since showing up. And at that position, given what he's been through, I mean, the 10 quarterbacks, Case Keenum, Dwayne Haskins, Colt McCoy, Alex Smith, Kyle Allen, Taylor Heineke, Garrett Gilbert, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Carson Wentz, Sam Howell, Jacoby Brissett. I mean, you're talking, that's 11 quarterbacks. He's on his 12th. I think I got that list right. They put the graphic up the other night. And that's what, you know, a guy like Aaron Rodgers is watching the game. He's like, holy smokes, I had no idea. He's had that. Who's played with that many quarterbacks, you know, since coming into the league? It's crazy.